criminal barristers across the country will withdraw their services today in a dispute over pay. With us now is the chairperson of the Criminal State Bar Committee of the Bar Council of Ireland, Senior Counsel Sean Gearan. Thank you for coming
in. Good morning,
Audrey. You're welcome. So the barristers are not going to show up today, so no cases can be heard then, presumably.
That's right, in criminal courts around the country.
And will there be protests at the courthouses?
There will, on the steps of the Criminal Courts of Justice in Dublin and 16 courthouses around the country where criminal business would ordinarily be conducted today.
It's unfair though, isn't it, on the victims of crime for whom, as we know and we've heard more recently in the last number of weeks, what an arduous process it is for them to go through the courts and to have their cases delayed even further.
Well, it was interesting to hear on, it says in the papers this morning, the efforts made by the DPP in the UK when Mr Starmer filled that role to meet with the DRCC and to take steps to protect the interests of victims. Barristers in Ireland have not been shy about taking similar steps here. In 2020, when the O'Malley report was published on improving protections for vulnerable victims and witnesses, it recommended improvements in terms of training, pre-trial measures, protective measures in court.
And but the bar, for those victims today,
but the bar has cooperated with all of those measures. Hmm. And has done so in the same way that it has cooperated with the improvement in reforms and efficiencies in the criminal justice system since 2018, when in fact it was acknowledged that the extent of our cooperation was more than equivalent to what...
We're not talking about that. We're talking about your action today delaying the cases for...
Well, I think what we're talking about, Audrey, is the fact that barristers have cooperated with significant improvements in flexibilities and reform in the criminal justice system since 2018. And in doing so have met the condition for restoration of the FEMPI era pay cuts. And I think at this stage, six budgets have passed since 2018. And although we continue to cooperate with reform, and even as we speak, the judges of the Central Criminal Court are working on a protocol to improve the handling of cases involving child accused persons and child victims. And improving the speed with which those cases are handled, we continue to cooperate with those reforms. Unfortunately, there will be some very short delay in terms of one day this week, one day next week and one day the following week. Mm-hmm. And we do regret that deeply. But those delays are happening because we continue to cooperate with significant improvements in the criminal justice system. Every other sector has had pay restoration in return for like cooperation.
Well, let's get into that, because there was a 10% increase in criminal legal aid fees from January the 1st this year. The Justice Minister says that she is looking for more money in the October budget and it can't happen before then. Are you prepared? You're clearly not prepared to wait for that, but is a commitment to restore pay not sufficient?
What the minister has said, there is no good reason why pay restoration hasn't taken place. And that is certainly true. We have been waiting now since 2016, in fact, but at least in 2018, it was acknowledged that we had met the conditions for pay restoration. There's no good reason, in our view, in the same way that the government can reach a national pay deal at any time during the course of the year and then implement it in the budget. There's no good reason why the government couldn't now give a commitment to resolve this long outstanding issue, this long outstanding unfairness, and implement it in the budget.
Who is most affected by this? Because the perception, I'm sure you would agree, exists that barristers are very well paid.
Some barristers are very well paid, and some barristers practising criminal law are very well paid, but most of them are not.
Is it junior barristers mostly?
No, this applies across... The real concern that we have, Audrey, is that we're losing people at the junior level. And we know for a fact that two-thirds of those who begin practising criminal law will give up that practice within 6 years. And that has long-term consequences in terms of having available in the future a cohort of barristers who have the training and the education, but also the experience necessary to handle the most difficult and sensitive cases.
What is their pay? Why is it? What rate is it at per case, for example?
The rates vary from case to case, and there are different types of cases. The real issue here is that until the 10% pay cut was introduced, partial pay restoration was introduced in January, pay rates were at 2002 levels, and that was an effective 40% plus pay cut. The 10% partial pay restoration in January obviously has improved it, but we've still suffered an effective 30% plus pay rate. I want to emphasise as well that if complete pay restoration took place in the morning, the effective inflation since 2008 would still have reduced barristers' pay by the order of 15 or 16%. And we're not even looking for that back. We're not looking for a pay increase.
So you just pay restoration.
We're looking for simply FEMP-era pay restoration. The cuts that were introduced in 2008, when everyone bore the pain of the financial the recession equally, we bore the same pain that everyone else bore. We bore an additional 10% pay cut that didn't apply to others, and we're simply asking for those emergency era measures to be reversed.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in to us this morning.
Thank you,
Sean Geeran, Senior Counsel from the Bar Council of Ireland.